Blog Talk Radio.
R-E-I-G-N-S. He is clothed with majesty. Majesty is power. His power is royal power. Yah, the Lord, is clothed. He has girded. Girded means he has armed himself with strength. Surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up. And lifted up means in. Your floods have stopped. They're held up. Oh, Yah, the Lord. The floods have lifted up their force. The floods lifted up their waves. Yah, the Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. Your testimonies are sworn statements, are very sure. Holiness adorns. Adorns means to decorate yourself with, or, you know, for instance, you put on your jewels, you're decorating yourself. Holiness adorns your house. Oh, Yah, forever. I have read to you in its entirety Psalms 93. The eternal. Eternal means no end. Reign means rule of Yah the Lord. And let me just read it the way I see it. When I see words like eternal and reign, I will say to myself, the no end rule of Yah the Lord. Instead of what is written in the Bible, here it says the eternal reign of Yah the Lord. See, let's have a word of prayer. Did you stop to pray this morning as you started on your way? That is the title of a song that I used to listen to back in the 60s. I think the radio program station was WJLB. I hope they don't mind me saying that. But I used to listen to this song, every Saturday morning when I was getting up, going to work or doing housework or whatever. Did you ever stop to pray this morning? Let us pray, sheep. Let us stop and pray as we get started on our way. Heavenly Father God, our Father in heaven, thank you for this day and every day that you allow us to live. Father God, please do not let our flight come in winter or on the Sabbath day. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city, although there has been a lot of snow, Detroit, as well as a few whiteouts. I was caught in one a few weeks back on the Sabbath day when I should have been paying attention to you. Oh, Lord, let me focus. Let me get back to my prayer. Father, we lost sheep. Come humbly to you in prayer with thanksgiving to you for giving us sound, sane mind, excellent health, love, peace, family, courage, boldness, prosperity, and all things. With a special thanks to you for restoring us, your lost sheep, and unifying us and letting us know and the whole world know our true heritage as being captives in the United States of America and for being your blessed children, the children of Israel. I say this prayer in your son's name. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is observed or starts Friday evening, ending on Saturday evening. We are to rest and keep the Sabbath holy. Read Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. And you'll find it there where it tells us we are to rest and keep it holy. I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. I want you to have your pen, pencil, paper, notepad, notebook, just in case you might want to take notes on something I have said or read. But you can always find this program on Blog Talk Radio. It's called the Feed My Sheep Show. There are about two or three other shows, programs listed, but my program is called Feed My Sheep Show. Turn with me or follow me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 66. And let's read what the Word of God says. You're in Isaiah 66. The title of this reading is True Worship and False. Isaiah 66, verse 1. Thus says Yah the Lord, heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? And where is the place of my rest? For all these things my hand has made, and all these things exist, says Yah the Lord. But on this one, I will look on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit. Contrite means sorrowful spirit or remorseful spirit. You're probably sad because of something you have said or done. Let's read. Who trembles at my voice? We are at verse 3 of Isaiah 66. He who kills a bull is as if he slays a man. He who sacrifices a lamb, sacrifice means usually making an offering to God, or it could be that you sacrifice buying a clothing item for your children or for your child. We are still in verse 3 of chapter 66. As a matter of fact, let me start reading at the beginning of verse 3. He who kills a bull is as if he slays a man. He who sacrifices a lamb as if he breaks a dog's neck. He who offers a grain offering as if he offers swine blood. You know, the Bible tells us not to deal with swine or swine meat. So let's stay away from swine. He who burns incense as if he blesses an idol, just as he have chosen their own ways and their soul delights in their abomination. Abomination is something that God dislikes or he hates. So will I choose their delusions. Delusion is something that's not real. It's not reality. Musicians deals with delusions. Have you seen someone put rub up to a person's head or ear and pull out a coin? Well, that's not reality. That's delusional. We're at verse 4. So will I choose their delusions and bring their fears on them, because when I call, no one answered. I'm glad I answered. It took me many years to answer, but I'm here now. When I spoke, they did not hear, but they did evil before my eyes and chose that in which I do not delight. I said, it's supposed to be delight. I misspoke that word. The Lord, Yah the Lord, vindicates Zion. And Zion is Jerusalem. Vindicates means to clear of blame or suspicion. With verse 5, Isaiah chapter 66. Hear the word of Yah the Lord, you who tremble at his word, your brethren who hate you, who cast means to exclude you out for my name's sake. And I will tell you to read Psalms 83, verse 5. This is where there was a conspiracy against the children of Israel. And in that conspiracy, it was against us. We were sold as slaves. Read Genesis, I think it's chapter 15, verses 13 and 14. But let me stay focused here on Isaiah. When Isaiah chapter 66, verse 5, and I'm going to ask God, let me read this without just rambling, because that's what I do a lot of times. I will ramble and lose focus on the point that I'm trying to make. And I don't want to do that. I want to be on point for God, what God is saying. Let me start reading in Isaiah 66, verse 5 again. Hear the word of Yah the Lord, you who tremble at his word. Your brethren, you hate it. He says, your brethren who hated you, who cast, and cast means to exclude you, out for my name's sake. Let Yah the Lord be glorified, and glorified means honored, that we may see your joy. But they shall be ashamed. The sound of the noise from the city, the voice of the temple, the voice of Yah the Lord, who fully repays his enemy before she travails. That means give birth. She gave birth. Travail, that's something that's painful. Before her pain came, she delivered a male child. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to give birth in one day, or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion labored or travailed, she gave birth to her children. Shall I bring to the time of birth and not cause? Let me read verse 9 again. Shall I bring to the time of birth and not cause delivery, says Yah the Lord? Shall I, who cause delivery, shut up the womb, says your God? Rejoice with Jerusalem. And Jerusalem, actual name is Zion. At the time this book was written, there was no J. King James authorized the letter J. The letter J came about 50 years, what was made known 50 years after King James commissioned this Bible in 1611, which means to me, or says to me, that there was strategy placed here against the people who were already here, and they were the Moors and the other tribes, but history doesn't tell you that. But God is going to bring the truth soon. So let's read. We're in verse 10 in Isaiah 66. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad with her. My mind has gone back. I'm doing it again. I'm rambling. I'm speaking of in the United States. The history, the true history, has not been told. The victor writes the history. And in this case, it was the real people, or the people who were here first, did not write the history of the United States. Let's get at verse 10, read it, start again at verse 10. And I pray that I stay focused, what I'm supposed to do, and that is read from this Bible. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad with her, all you who love her. Rejoice with her, all you who mourn for her, that you may feed and be satisfied with the consolation of her bosom. And consolation means comfort. That you may drink deeply and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. But thus says Yah the Lord, behold, and behold means to see and observe, I will extend peace to her like a river. Well, thank you, because we are the lost children of Israel. And the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then you shall feed on her sides. You shall be carried and be dangled. Dangled means to be bounced on her knees, as one whom is his mother. Let me read verse 13 again. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. The rain, indignation of God. Rain means to rule, and indignation means displeasure, fury, or anger. We're at verse 14 of Isaiah 66. When you see this, you shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish. Flourish means to grow like grass. The hand of Yah the Lord shall be known to his servants, and his indignation, fury, indignation means fury, anger, or rage to his enemies. Give amen to that. For behold, Yah the Lord will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind. And when I see the word whirlwind, I think it's coming quickly and like a tornado. To render, render means to give, his anger with fury. And fury is rage. And his rebuke means to reprimand or chastise. It's going to give you a spanking with flames of fire. Verse 16, for by fire and by his sword, Yah the Lord will judge all flesh, and the slain of the Yah the Lord shall be many. And I say, I made a note to go back to Isaiah chapter 66, verse 4. And that is because I think that the point should be made is that because he has, he will choose their delusions and bring fear on them, because when he called, you did not answer. All right, so let's go back to Isaiah 66. Hopefully I will not digress again. For by fire and by his sword, Yah the Lord will judge all flesh, and the slain of Yah the Lord shall be many. Those who sanctify themselves and purify themselves. Sanctify means to declare themselves holy, let's say they are holy. And purify means to cleanse themselves, to go to the gardens after an idol in the midst of eating swine's flesh. But you know, Yah tells us not to eat swine's flesh. And if you do, repent of that and stop eating swine's flesh. And the abomination, well, let me start reading verse 17 again. Those who sanctify themselves and purify themselves go to the gardens after an idol in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination. Well, abomination is something that is disgusting or hateful to Yah, the Lord. And the mouse, a mouse is a rodent. They eat swine's flesh, and a mouse shall be consumed together, says Yah to the Lord. And we are to stay away from that. That is disgusting. That is a crime. And one of these days, I am going to read the book of Deuteronomy and Leviticus, so that we'll know the things that God does not like for us to do. Verse 18, I know their works and their thoughts. It shall be that I will gather all nations and tongues. Tongues means languages. And they shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them, and those among them who escape, I will send to the nations, to Tarshish. And Tarshish is Iraq, where, yeah, Iraq. Pul and Lud, who draw the bow, and Tabul and Jovan, to the coastlands, my other Bible says, to the islands afar off, who have not heard my fame, nor seeing my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. Now, you know that the Gentiles are non-Jews. They shall bring all my brethren for an offering to Yah the Lord out of all nations on horses and in chariots and in litters. A litter is like you've seen a kitten have seven or eight, you've seen a cat see give birth to seven or eight kittens on mules, on camels, and that's what a litter is. A litter is many. On mules and on camels to my holy mountain, Jerusalem, or Zion, I will say, says Yah, the Lord, as the children of Israel bring an offering and a clean vessel into the house of Yah, the Lord. And I will also take some of them for priests and Levites. Levites are those people who assist the priests, says Yah, the Lord. And I looked that up on the computer. That's what it gave me, the definition of Levites. Levites assist the priests. Verse 22, for as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, says Yah the Lord. Let me read verse 22 again. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, says Yah the Lord, so shall your descendants and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says Yah the Lord. So you're going to bow down, whether you like it or not. Verse 24, and they shall go forth and look upon corpses. Corpses are dead bodies of men who have transgressed. Transgress means to break the law of God. And that's why I need to read Leviticus and Deuteronomy, because it gives you the laws, the statutes, judgments, and commandments of Yah the Lord. Let me go back up to verse 24. And they shall go forth and look upon the corpse, and corpse are dead bodies of the men who have transgressed, and that's transgress means to sin against God or against me. They've broken God's laws, for their worm do not die, whoa, and their fire is not quenched. Quenched means to be put out. They shall be an abhorrence. An abhorrence is something that is disgusting. It's awful, very bad to all flesh. And that we have finished reading Isaiah chapter 66. With that worm does not die. And it is something awful to all flesh. Sheep, let's have a word of prayer, of closing prayer. Our Father in heaven, I want to thank you for your constant protection from the evil one. For us, sheep, thank you for protecting us. I say that prayer in Jesus' name, your son's name. Amen. Sheep, I want you to get these books. I want you to go to Amazon.com and get my two books. The Broken Plant is $4.99. It's a children's book. And my name is spelled S-O-N-D-R-A, Harris. H-A-R-R-S. Go to Amazon.com and get that book. Plus The Passing, that's another book. It's for all ages. I want you to go get this book, How to Eat and Live Longer, at www.eatandliveelonger.com. It's written by Dr. Reginald Eady. Remember, take God along with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be with you next time. It takes a lot to get on Blog Talk Radio. What's happened? It's hard to get on Blog Talk Radio. Takes me 40 minutes, I'm not. Father.
your children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know